Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. Asked about the bye week.
Bye week.
Just, hey, yeah. what are your goals for the bye week?
What's up with the bye
week? What's your message for the bye week? And he goes, that we're not done, we're not satisfied, champions are never satisfied.
Champions are never satisfied.
So I don't know how often.
It's a blessing and a curse.
That's true. I don't know how often he's invoked champions or championships as a word. But he decided to do that yesterday on a question about the bye week, which I found interesting. And, you know, look, they're the only 11-win team in football. They have the inside track on the number one seed in the AFC. Not only are they already ahead of the pack and on their bye week, sitting there with their feet up this week, getting healthier, they also have a relatively easy schedule compared to some of these other teams who, A, have to play this weekend, and, B, have tougher games coming up.
Yeah.
So I think it's fair to let your mind wander a bit. We were looking at some of the stats earlier today. They're top 10 in yards per game and points per game on offense. They're top 10 in yards per game or yards allowed and points allowed on defense. Like, they profile as that kind of team.
Yeah, they do. And it's definitely not of the, hey, we're way ahead of schedule, we're doing pretty well. You know, because we wondered, trade deadline, they didn't do anything. And we're kind of sitting around and be like, are you going to add to this team? Like, what are you going to do? And usually adding to the team, even if it's a lower move, it's like, all right, you really believe in the team type of thing. And so they didn't. And maybe it just, there weren't any deals to be had, I guess, or ones that they felt like were going to really improve the team. And now you fast forward a couple of weeks, and Vrabel's talking about how champions are never satisfied. It's like, okay, this is not a, hey, look at us in year one. Like, we've done pretty well, and we're ahead of, we're better now than anybody could have predicted. Even if they lose out, they would be 11-6. Better record than almost anybody predicted, and you're a playoff team. But no, that's not that. They're like, hey, we still have things. Even though we're on a 10-game winning streak, we have plenty of things that we can fix and get better at.
So I think you brought up the Jeff Howe standings, which are not to be confused with the Jones and Keefe standings.
They're different but similar.
It was records against current playoff teams.
That was Howe's. Ours was record against good teams and teams that we thought were good versus teams that we thought were bad.
Yeah,
regardless
of
record.
There were a lot of columns in the Jones and Keefe standings.
Yeah.
It was good wins, fake wins, good loss, bad loss, something like that.
Yeah, I think you may have nailed it. That was the criteria.
It was like the old NHL standings where there were four columns.
A mess.
So it was a little more elaborate, a lot more math, I imagine. But Jeff Howe had all the teams by record against playoff teams. Pats are 2-0. So on the one hand, you could say, well, yeah, they have a really easy schedule. They haven't played anybody. Mm-hmm. They've only played two games against playoff teams.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they're perfect in those opportunities, both of which were on the road, by the way. And not only that, Keith, no one in the AFC has more wins against playoff teams than the Pats. So I think you can start dreaming big when it comes to the Patriots. A lot of you probably already have. But the bye week is a chance to really take a step back and look at it and appreciate where they're at. They are 11-2, 10 straight wins coming off their Monday night win over the New York Giants, which the whole world could take in. Oh, by the way, Drake May is the AFC Player of the Week. I don't know if we mentioned that yet today. He's the AFC Player of the Week based on that performance against the Giants.
Congratulations, Drake.
Congrats there, Drake.
Yep.
Put that on the mantle.
He was happy to be on the afternoon show yesterday.
Well, he had a lot to get to on his bye week.
He wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, no, that's true. I guess he had to take in more of Ann's cooking there or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. What was she making? I see these pop up on Twitter.
I saw some videos going around now, yeah.
Does she do her cooking show on TikTok and then people just like rip the video and post it to Twitter?
That sounds
likely?
Right, yeah.
Going on, looking forward to getting off the phone and enjoy the bye week.
Hey, guys, looking forward to get the hell out of here. That sounds like Gonzo with us last
year.
Yeah.
May or may not stick around for a few extra minutes. He's like, may not. I'll talk to you guys. No, she was making some sort of, I don't know what it was. It was like a bread or a cake. She had a big mixing bowl. He popped in.
I feel like that's a big difference, a bread or a cake. That's a big difference.
Well, the excitement was Drake May popped in.
Got it. Yeah.
So I guess that's pretty good.
That's what he had to get to on his bye week, apparently. But he's the AFC Player of the Week. So that's 10 in a row now. A year ago, Keith, they were 3-10.
Yeah.
They had lost 3 in a row.
That
and
seems better, actually.
Honestly,
how
it does, right?
3-10.
They were 3-10. They had lost 3 in a row and were in the midst of a 6-game losing streak, what would eventually be a 6-game losing streak.
Yeah, they weren't done.
Through 13 weeks, their loss was 25-24 against the Colts and Anthony Richardson, if you recall that game.
Anthony Richardson.
It's an easy one to forget.
Yeah,
Colts
it is.
Drove right down the field. Richardson was
right down the field in about 9 minutes.
Well, that's a good point.
Held the ball for almost the whole
quarter. Bled the whole quarter.
Ate the ball.
Pats couldn't stop him.
All right.
2 years ago, Bills' final year, they were 3-10. They actually snapped a 5-game losing streak. That was when Bailey Zappi went into Pittsburgh and beat the Steelers.
I mean, Zappi.
That was
in
against
Pittsburgh.
Trubisky, by the way. Not.
Oh, Trubisky.
Not Pickett.
Not Duck Hodges?
Name that Steelers quarterback.
Okay, Mitch Trubisky. Good. I did a lot of crowing about that win for my guy Zappi. They won 21-18 on the way to a 4-win season. Pats right now, we just mentioned this, 27 points a game, 7th in the league. 362.6 yards per game, 7th in the league. So they are a top 10 offense. We were hoping in the offseason, Joe, we were hoping that
15,
they would be
16, 17.
Yeah, like top 20.
Middle of the pack, I think we would have been happy with. Yeah.
Their top 10 arrow up towards the top 5. And obviously, points per game, some of that is Marcus Jones scores, punt returns, and
whatever.
Defensive
touchdowns. They had him last year, too.
Defense, they are a top 10 unit as well. Points allowed 5th. Yards per game, Joe?
Where are they?
7th.
7th is where they're at. So they're a top 10 offense and defense. They are profiling as the champions that Vrabel's talking about.
Yeah, it's not dominated by one side of the ball. In fact, I think this year we've had a good back and forth on, like, who do you feel better about right now, offense or defense, right? And I think it's been the offense maybe a little bit more, but then you're like, well, the defense, it's really that opening drive for the most part, and then they kind of shut down the
offense
team.
To me feels more legit than the defense.
I don't know.
Once
the milkman's back.
Well, fine. To me, it does, and I would say this, too, as annoyed as we are about the red zone issues, if they get that straightened out, there's a lot of room for improvement.
It's a big if.
Well, it is.
It's a big if. If the Patriots don't give up an opening drive, they might shut out the other team.
That's true, although they didn't give up an opening drive last week.
No, they didn't.
They
gave up 2 touchdowns that were kind of like a little head-scratching.
Just decided not to tackle.
Yeah, they're just like around the guys.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
You can bring them down.
Yeah.
Hit them like Ellis hit them. Hit them hard. They're like, nah, 2-hand touch. So that was weird.
Yeah,
but
maybe we should show those touchdowns to the New York media and be like, these are the big meanies?
Yeah.
These are the headhunters you're talking about?
Darius Slayton.
They couldn't even tackle.
Waltzed in there. He's fine. So, yeah. I mean, you have an MVP favorite on one side of the ball. So I guess that would maybe break the tie if you even felt that there was a tie. But the fact that they've been so close, like going into the year, you're like, it should be a top 10 defense. They're going up against a lot of bad offenses. They should be able to capitalize on it. And they spent the vast majority of their money on defense. And, you know, the draft, they spent more attention on offense. But so that's where you're like, all right, well, they got a couple of rookies, actually several rookies that are starting and playing a lot. And those guys have all also been as good as hoped or, in a lot of cases, better. So it's the combination of, like, all these different offseason pickups that they've had, whether it was signing big free agents or whether it was hitting guys in the draft, like essentially a brand-new coaching staff. And then the development of Drake May. Like, you add all that together. And Steph Diggs being healthy, that's a part of the free agent class. But we knew he had the capabilities of being this type of receiver. But coming off the injury at his age, we weren't sure if we were going to see it.
I had tons of fears about it. I've been completely wrong on everything Steph Diggs related. Yeah,
I think the only thing that hasn't, like, met or surpassed expectation for me is probably the running game. And Trayvon Henderson's had a couple of good games, but Stevenson had the fumbles, and then he hasn't really been that effective, and then he was hurt. Gibson goes down. So I would say like the running backs aren't as good as I thought. Maybe we overvalued them to start the year and undervalued everybody else. But you look like across the board, that's the one position that kind of stands out. That's like you're really not getting awesome, consistent play there, but everybody else you kind of are.
No, I think that's fair to say. So you guys can jump in, 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, the other story that came out earlier today, and we've been updating this week over week, is that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft have both advanced as finalists for the Hall of Fame, which will be voted on next week. Don Van Natta had some good stuff on this today. He says, while sources with knowledge of the voting process told ESPN that Kraft's fate with the 50 Hall of Fame voters is far from certain, he's a finalist for the first time. I think he's been campaigning for 14 years for this. He's a finalist for the first time.
Yeah, he's knocking on the door.
They said Belichick is believed to be a favorite for induction.
He should be.
So I was just going to say the same thing.
Like, it's been a real mess the last few years, but please, like, he is a first ballot walk right in Hall of Famer.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. Now, it's fair to scrutinize his resume without Brady, but that's like among the greats. That doesn't mean he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
You would say, is he the greatest of all time? And do you analyze that and break that down versus some of the other greats? I think that's totally fair to do with
Do whatever you want, but like, he's in the Hall of Fame.
He should be in the Hall of Fame for sure. He's believed to be a favorite for induction. They get into his record, et cetera, et cetera. 2 9-member committees, one for coaches and one for contributors, selected Kraft and Belichick for consideration by the Hall next month. If both Bill and Kraft win 80% of the total vote, because we had talked about this a lot before, Breer had a report.
I thought it was one or the other.
That's kind of how he framed it. He said it would likely come down to one or the other, is my recollection of it. Nick, I don't know if you could search for that. Maybe I should ask for this earlier. But that's my recollection of what he said. It would likely come down to one or the other. Maybe he was wrong about that. Or maybe he was just kind of, you know, gaming it out and assume that's what it would be. But they can mathematically both get in. We've talked a lot about one or the other and how bitter it would be between Kraft and Belichick, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're both in on the dais and now they got to tolerate each other?
New incredible scenario.
Or pretend.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
To tolerate each other. In the crass case, Bill won't.
Right, because now you're saying, all right, now they break through. You know that it's important to both of them, right? It's like well documented how important it is to Kraft. But obviously, as a historian of the game, it's important to Bill. It should be important to everybody. I'm not even saying that as like an insult. It's important to those guys. Fine.
No, but some people want it a little too much.
Well, that's part of what's kept Robert out, according to some of these stories. But the fact that they might both get what they really, really want, but then have to share the day with one another, it's kind of amazing, and it's now exactly what I'm rooting for.
I think the more we talk it out, the more I am on board with that.
Yes.
Like, initially, I was like, oh, this is great. One's going to get in. Screw the other one. It's a victory. We have a clear winner.
Them sharing the day is awesome.
And for Robert, that really is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, Bill's going to be like, this guy annoys me, and I got to see his kid. And, like, Bill's not going to like it. Trust me. But for Robert, it's going to take away a lot of the spotlight that he spent 14 years campaigning for. And like too thirsty to the fact that it's turned off voters. They're like, hey, Robert, you already sent me your book. I didn't need another copy. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
He's already turned off a lot of voters. And now, in a weird twist, this would be a way for him to really be overshown in the spotlight for the moment that he has desperately almost wanted too much for the last decade and a half.
All right, I have the dream scenario for Belichick versus the nightmare scenario for
Okay,
Belichick.
Okay, good.
Because I think he's getting in either way.
Yep.
Like, I think he's the of all the names.
And Van Natta's reporting is saying
so
he's borderline, I don't want to say a lock. But
dream
very
scenario for
in.
Bill.
Yeah.
He gets in, Robert does not. Joining Bill, Rodney Harrison, Adam Vinatieri, Vince Wilfork.
Yeah.
Guys that he has advocated for, specifically Rodney. He's like, Rodney should be a Hall of Famer. And they all join together.
All of those guys won't get in, but
No, they won't.
Your point. That is a dream scenario.
But it's a guy that he brought in. It's a guy he drafted. It's like, it's perfect. Yeah, he would want that.
It's a guy who wouldn't pay and went on to win with the Colts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nightmare scenario. It is Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Eli Manning. So they're like, hey, Bill, unbelievable coaching record. You did lose a couple Super Bowls and an undefeated season to this guy, which is going to be what gets him into the Hall of Fame. And he's going to be up there talking about it and make a little joke about, like, thanks for me beating you. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. And then Robert Kraft also gets to say how he created the whole dynasty.
I think it's very plausible Bill and Eli are going in.
Bill, Eli, and Robert might be that, but that would be a nightmare.
I don't know that Robert's going in.
And I know Bill and people are going to be like, well, he and the Manning seem to be fine, which I agree. I'm just saying, like, on that day,
it's gonna,
the 07 Super Bowl will be brought up
a lot. It's going to chop him down a little
bit.
It will.
Yes.
So, no, I think it's – Eli would not get into my Hall of Fame.
Neither mine. I'm obviously a very small Hall guy.
Where are the smallest of the small Hall guys?
Tiny Hall of Fame.
But we're
Hall of Fame for aunts.
We're not voting. Yeah. So now I got to try to predict what they're going to do. They're going to put Eli in. It sounds like they're going to put Bill in. I don't think Kraft gets in, but I hadn't really considered the two of them going
inside by each. I think the most obvious name to get in, though, when we were looking at the players before, is Larry Fitzgerald. And that's sort of like – really, despite all their overlap in the league, there's very little connection between Bill and Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
My guess is it would be those two. Those two are like the locks.
Yeah. Fitzgerald should get in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Lomas Brown.
So Nick is telling me we have the Breer audio that we were citing. I want to hear this again. I thought he said
one or the other.
Well, it would likely, so he maybe gave himself some wiggle room, it would likely come down to one or the other. That's my recollection. Let's hear it.
Well, if Belichick winds up being the coaches committee nominee and Kraft winds up being the contributors committee nominee, there's a good chance that one and not the other will make it through. So
good
this
chance.
Actually could wind up being Belichick versus Kraft to get in, because of the way the numbers work, it'd be very difficult for both of them to get through at once. So, I mean, there's a chance, again, just a chance, that if Kraft gets through, if Belichick gets through, these two guys get pitted against one another for election to the Pro
Honestly,
Football Hall of Fame.
More wiggle room there than I remembered.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I feel like they're, but now that it's laid out where they just need to get 80% of the vote,
so,
there's five names on the list.
So there's five names on the list you can vote for up to three.
Yeah, they're both getting in.
Hmm.
Well, I shouldn't be so strong on Kraft, but my point would be
the math. They could easily get in based on the math.
Yes. Like, Belichick's not going to keep Kraft out. It's just going to be like whether the voters finally reward Kraft or if they keep kind of holding the grudge.
So you could vote for one, you could vote for two, you could vote for all three. I guess in theory you could vote for none.
I would submit a blank ballot like my baseball writers have done over the years.
But you cannot vote for all five. And so how would that play out? But anyway, here's the rest from Van Natta. He says if both Belichick and Kraft win 80% of the total vote, the two men would be side by each in Canton. Quote from a Hall of Fame voter, you could have a delicious moment where Kraft and Belichick get their busts together. Nice. I'd pay a lot of money to watch that.
I'm going to.
Yep. That was the Hall of Fame voter. I also would pay some money to see
that. A free trip to beautiful Canton, Ohio, drinking the Hall of Fame.
He says, of course, this is the same voter, of course. Only one of the two men could get in, and I'd pay a hell of a lot of money to see that.
Okay.
So he's rooting for both, I guess. Because each voter can only select three finalists, multiple sources among the voters say it's possible, maybe even probable, Belichick could be elected but not Kraft, although he does say, or vice versa. It's a lot of wiggle room for Van Natta as well.
I don't know what's happening here.
Last year, Kraft was seen as a favorite but was snubbed by the Contributors Committee, which selected NFL co-founder Ralph Hay.
Yeah, Ralph Hay had to get in. He's a Canton guy.
You can't tell the story of football.
He owned the Canton Bulldogs.
Without Ralph. Yeah, for like 4 years.
Okay.
I think I had a good 4-year run. Though.
Not a bad stretch.
Ralph Hay.
Well.
That decision.
You don't have the Hall of Fame in Canton, I don't think, without Ralph Hay.
Oh, I highly doubt it. That decision enraged many of Kraft's supporters among Hall of Fame voters, including, and I found this interesting.
Yeah.
Bill Polian, Peter King, Sal Pell. So they were all like
the old guard.
I mean,
fired up.
I get being like, well, that's not how I voted. But why?
They're upset.
Why would you get upset about that? Unless it's really gotten personal and you've been completely lobbied by Robert Kraft, Stacey James, etc. So, like, I find those three names real suspect when it comes to their outrage and, I'm sorry, how enraged, quote-unquote, they were about this. Like, I get it. Be like, that wasn't what I voted for, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To get enraged about it feels like a step too far and a little too personal. But we'll see if Kraft has enough friends in the voting process to get in either with Bill Belichick or in spite of Bill Belichick.
I'm rooting for both.
I think
it's great. Oh, it's awesome.
Plus, like, you know, Jordan will be floating around there.
No doubt.
Interacting, flaunting with the crafts there. So, like, that's a nice little subtext to it as well. Somebody texted about that earlier, which is good. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour and...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.